I marched up to the gate. I could hear heavy breathing on the other side, which gave me my first clue in the case. The neighborhood thug had sinus trouble. I salted that information away for future use. You are hearing the voice of Hank the Cowdog, head of ranch security. This yard is closed to traffic for the rest of the afternoon. My sister has been put to bed due to health problems. We appreciate your concern, and goodbye. Heavy breathing. In other words, go away. More heavy breathing. Hey, buddy, you'll never sneak up on anyone with that sinus problem. Your breathing sounds like a diesel truck. In other words, I know you're still there. Heavier breathing. See? I told you were still there. You can't fool me. Well, go ahead and breathe all you want. It's a free country, but you absolutely are not coming into this yard. Still heavier breathing. I turned back to the kids and gave them a wink. And let me tell you something else, pal. The next time you get the urge to steal a bone, I'd advise you to try some other yard, because this yard is now under the jurisdiction of Hank. Bam! All at once, the gate flew open, and I found myself more or less smashed between the gate and the fence. When the stars and checkers cleared from my head, I looked up and... Huh? My goodness. That was a pretty big dog. Real big dog. A small horse? Looked a whole lot like a Great Dane. Had I met this guy before? Uh-oh. Rambo. The pups ran for cover when he came bursting through the gate. I didn't, for obvious reasons. He ran his eyes over the yard, and then he spoke in a voice that matched up with the heavy breathing I had noticed before. A big, heavy voice, in other words.
Where is this loudmouth cow dog?
I stood perfectly still against the fence, hoping that he might think I was a shrub or something. You never know. But he didn't. His huge, ugly, bloodshot eyes swung around and locked on me.
What are you doing back there?
Me?
Yeah, you. I ain't talking to the gate.
Ha! I knew that. You struck me as the kind of dog who wouldn't go around talking to gates.
Answer the question.
Okay, fine, sure. That's easy enough. What am I doing back here?
Yeah, that's the question. What's the answer?
Oh, you wanted the answer? I thought you wanted to hear the question again. I'm a little heard of hearing.
What?
I'm a little hard of hearing.
Oh, too bad.
What?
I said too bad.
Well, two's better than one. He lumbered over to me and popped me on the chin so that my jaws snapped shut.
You know what? I don't like your looks. And I don't like dogs who don't listen when I talk. Maybe you'd like to start listening better.
I was about to suggest that.
Good. Do you know who I am?
Let's see. Your name wouldn't be Trigger, would it? He popped me on the chin again. Or Rambo. How about Rambo? He gave me a smirk.
Now you've got it. I'm Rambo, and I own this town.
It's a great little town. I've always liked it.
Good for you. Where's the cow dog?
I found myself coughing. Cow dog? What made you think there might be a cow dog around here? He brought his nose right up to my face.
You know what I think? I think You look like a cow dog.
Me? A cow dog? No, not me. I'm a hog dog, Harry the Hog Dog. There's a huge difference between hog dogs and cow dogs.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, you have your hogs and you have your cows, and they're very different. Your hogs say oink, and your cows say moo, and that's a pretty huge difference right there. No hog has ever said moo. He popped me on the chin again. Except on very rare occasions, that is. He did it again. You keep popping me on the chin.
You keep talking stupid. Do I need you to tell me that no hog has ever said moo?
Maybe not. He popped me again. In other words, no.
That's better. Now, tell me something else.
Sure, anything at all, just ask. He leaned forward and drilled me with those ugly eyes.
Have we met before?
All at once, I had trouble breathing. You know, I was just asking myself that same question, and the answer is no. No, we haven't met before. Never. Never ever. Honest.
Your face looks familiar.
You won't believe this, but I hear that all the time. Almost every day, some dog comes up to me and says, "Your face looks familiar to me." I've just got a familiar face, that's all.
I think we've met. It was in the middle of the night.
No, wrong dog. I was out of town that night.
Which night?
The night we didn't meet in the middle of the night. I was gone, out of town, miles away, no kidding.
I think we've met, and...
All at once, his ears shot up, and he turned his head towards the street.
I hear a car coming. Stay right where you are. Don't move a hair.
And with that, he loped out the gate and began barking at a car in the street. While he was gone, I concentrated hard on not moving a hair. It wasn't as simple as you might suppose. I have many hairs on my body, and they're all easily moved. I was standing there against the fence when I heard the voice of little Roscoe. He came creeping out from behind a lawn chair.
Uncle Hank, did you run him off?
Not yet, son. We're still negotiating a few points. This may take a little longer than I thought.
Are you going to beat him up like you said?
You know, son, nothing in this old world is more violent than violence, and violence is a terrible thing.
Yeah, but you sure used it on those coyotes, didn't you?
Son, it's possible that you misquoted me. I've always favored the path of reason and compromise.
You mean you're scared?
I'm finding more and more things to admire about Mr. Rambo as we continue our... You'd better hide, son. He's coming back. Rambo returned to the yard in that long trot of his. He had a big smile plastered across his jowls.
Did you see me bark at that car?
Oh, yes. Very impressive. I've never... Clunk! He bopped me on the chin again.
Then you moved a hair. When I tell you not to move a hair, Harry, I mean don't move a hair. You got that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, sir.
But it was impressive, wasn't it? I love barking at cars. It's my passion. It's my vice. It's my greatest strength and my greatest weakness.
He stuck his nose right in my face.
I'm a car barkaholic. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I can't leave them alone. Every time I see a car coming down the street, I get this terrible urge to tear off his wheels and eat his doors.
He threw a glance to the left.
Where's Maggie?
She's, sick, ill, unable to speak or walk. We think she's come down with terminal rutabaga.
I never heard of that.
That's because everyone who's ever heard of it has died a miserable death. It's that contagious. If I were you, I'd leave right now.
You would, huh? If Maggie's so sick, how come she just came out of her dog house?
I glanced over in that direction, and sure enough, she had just stepped out. I think I can explain everything if you...
Shut up. And don't move a hair until I tell you.
He left me there against the fence and swaggered over in Maggie's direction. When she saw him, her face showed fear, then anger.
So, it's you again. You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I want your bones. I want your dog food. And I want a big kiss, Maggie.
She stomped over to him, drew back her paw, and whacked him across the face.
There! That's the only kiss you'll get from me, you heartless bully!
An ugly laugh came boiling out of his throat.
That's no way to treat the best car-barking dog in Texas. I was expecting something better.
All right, then here's something better.
She drew back and hit him another lick. This one even harder than the first one. And it had just about the same effect. Nothing. With one rapid motion, Rambo threw her to the ground and held her down with one paw.
You'll stay on the ground, Maggie, until you're ready to give me a kiss.
At that point, I stepped out of the shadows and faced him. Hey, Rambo, I'm Hank the Cow Dog, and that's my sister. Get out of the yard while you still have four legs to carry you.